African leaders are meeting in Accra, the capital of Ghana, in an attempt to end years of conflict in nearby Liberia. The summit convened yesterday, the same day that a UN-sponsored war crimes court announced the indictment of Liberian leader Charles Taylor for crimes against humanity. Taylor is accused of supporting a rebel movement in Sierra Leone blamed for a decade of carnage in which tens of thousands of people have been killed, raped, or kidnapped. Taylor's Liberia is seen as the epicenter of West Africa's regional crisis that also includes a war in neighboring Ivory Coast. Reporter Sumini Sengupta covers the region for The New York Times. The indictment against Taylor was announced while he was outside Liberia attending the summit in Ghana. Was he arrested?
He was not arrested. The special court in Sierra Leone issued an arrest warrant and hoped that Ghana would execute that arrest warrant. Ghana said it would have to think about it. And while Ghana was thinking about it, Charles Taylor got on a plane and went back home to Liberia, where it's nearly impossible to arrest him.
Of what exactly is he accused?
He is accused of bearing the greatest responsibility for the war in Sierra Leone, specifically by supporting a rebel group called the Revolutionary United Front, which was responsible for its half of the nearly decade-long war in Sierra Leone.
This description of Liberia as the epicenter of West Africa's crisis, what exactly does that mean?
Well, Liberia's civil war, which has been going on for a very long time now, is no longer a civil war at all. It has spilled across its borders, first to Sierra Leone, then to Guinea, most recently to Ivory Coast. And the United Nations issued sanctions against the Liberian regime and the rebel group operating in Liberia for precisely that reason, for first spilling over its conflict into Sierra Leone, and certainly international watchdog groups and UN officials who follow the region say that until Liberia's conflict is nipped, the region, the entire region, is not going to know peace.
Is there any end in sight to the conflicts in that region?
The conflict continues to rage in Liberia itself. In fact, if Mr. Taylor thinks that his problems are over because he's escaped the indictment of the special court for now, he's likely to be mistaken, because his main problem inside Liberia is rebel groups that are fighting very hard to claim power. So he's facing two rebel groups, one from the north, one from the east, and they're both trying to put a noose around the capital, Monrovia, which is apparently where Mr. Taylor has returned as of last night.
And what's expected to come out of this summit in Ghana?
At this point, it's unclear what will come out of the summit in Ghana. The Ghana summit was seen as very important because the rebels who were seeking to oust Charles Taylor and Mr. Taylor's representatives decided to get together and talk about a peace process. Mr. Taylor made a rather significant announcement in saying that he would not run for another term, that he would step down at the end of the year when his term ends. Now, of course, he has been indicted as a war criminal. When and whether he will actually sit for trial remains unclear.
Sumini Sengupta is a reporter for The New York Times.